Who was she with? Who was the man whose arms she walked in on? Was it Brad? Spencer's teeth clenched, his lips curled back in feral anger. Brad, the little worm, the weasel, the rat. It was his fault. He took her. And they took everything. Spencer hadn't felt much in the way of emotion in a long time. Survival had a way of paring back anything that wasn't necessary, emotion being a big one. But now, his bones rattled with anger. Anger he hadn't felt since this all started, since his other life crumbled away. It didn't crumble away, it was taken from me. Stolen from me. Spencer felt his brain throbbing. This was too much. If I can see them, see that it's not who I'm thinking of, I'll be fine. I just need to see. I can get back to my life as long as I know it isn't them. And if it is them, it's not. But we need to be sure. Spencer pushed himself off of the brick wall and stood upright with effort. The street seemed 20 lanes wide, instead of the 2 it actually was. Spencer's heart raced as he swayed on the sidewalk. People passing by gave him dirty, disgusted looks, but he hardly noticed. He took a deep, shuddering breath and took his first steps across the sidewalk. His pack slung over his shoulder, he stepped onto the street, barely registering the cars passing by and honking. The restaurant loomed before him, its glass doors a gaping maw, windows wrapped around the dining area, affording passerby a decent view of the interior. He stepped carefully across the street, each step an effort. Finally, his feet landed on the sidewalk that led to the restaurant. The doorman gave him a pitying yet uninviting glance, then pretended not to see him. Spencer tucked his chin into his chest and walked left, glancing through the windows. This restaurant was packed, full of rich young couples and groups. No families, no children, just people who wanted each other to see them here. Spencer had 2 crumpled dollar bills in his coat pocket, along with 3 quarters, a half dollar, 3 dimes, and 2 pennies. He'd held on to this money for almost a month, trying to add more, but the streets hadn't been raining money as of late. He continued around the building, glancing into the windows whenever he felt he wouldn't be too conspicuous. So far, he saw no one he recognized. Having walked a full side, he turned and went around the back of the restaurant. The smells of the strange foods drifted out of the kitchen, mixed with the cigarette smoke of a cook taking a break. Spencer kept to the edge of the property, trying to look and act as if he were just someone passing through a shortcut. Relief was starting to fill his mind and relax his pulse. It wasn't her. She's not here, and life is good. Everything is exactly as it's supposed to be. He turned around the last side of the building, looking in the window. There she was. Spencer stopped dead in his tracks. A small gasp escaped his parched throat. She was sitting at a table, laughing behind her napkin. She lowered it, and he could see her full face, her silken porcelain skin, her eyes sparkling like emeralds, her delicate, snake-like features, her perfectly placed hair, her red razor-blade smile. Spencer stumbled back, the wind knocked out of him. His heart pounded in his chest, trying to hammer its way out. He felt exactly like he did when he first laid eyes on her so many years ago, like a scared, jealous, nervous schoolboy trying to get a girl to notice him. And he was painfully aware of himself, how he looked, how he smelled, the wreck his life had become.